Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, today I want to welcome you out. I'm here to speak to you guys, the ones that don't want to live a mediocre life, those that feel like sometimes maybe you're overworked, that you've been hustling too long, and that you're ready to stop, that you're ready to live a life of freedom and prosperity today. As a quick reminder, shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowners Preservation. If you want to make great returns with as little as $100 and making a great difference in people's lives by helping them either stay in their homes or get out from under their homes, you need to check this out. Great fund that you can check out here that pays awesome amounts of money per month. Check them out. Their website's www.fundingahp.com. All right, guys. Hey, so I want to talk today about fear. What is that fear? You know, I'm staying in Dallas right now, and I've been pretty inspired. I'm at an event with a lot of different dentists and chiropractors and just different professionals of all sorts, real estate investors, and you name it. And it's awesome. The hotel that we're in, it's 12 stories high. And I was riding in the elevator. And, of course, it's like the elevators where they're kind of circle around and they've got glass on the outside so you can see into the courtyard. So it's a hotel where basically there's a big, large courtyard in the middle and it goes all the way up to the 12th floor. And I'm up on one of the upper floors. You know, and I went up and down that elevator a few times and, you know, no big deal. You go up, get your floor, get out. But, you know, just the other day, I'm going up the elevator, and I decided to turn around to the glass part and look down. And, man, I can't tell you it wasn't even chills. It was like a shock going through my body, feeling, you know, just feeling like the fear of going up this elevator as we're climbing up. And as we're going up and up and up, and even when we're going down, I think, oh my gosh, what happened? This thing fell. Oh my, whoa. You know, because, you know, I'll tell you, there's some blessing in an elevator that's enclosed that you're just in a big steel box going up and down. And I know it's like one of the safest ways to travel. That's what Superman said, right? Or whatever. But actually, he said flying was. But I know that elevator is one of the safest ways to go. And when I say to go, I don't mean death. It's one of the safest ways to travel. But, you know, like it was amazing the fear I experienced going up and down that elevator. And I even, like, at one point even took a picture just to show it, you know, to post on Facebook. And I bring that up because it reminded me of other times I felt fear. And it reminded me of life in general, in my business, you know, and everything else. Because I've got fear. I'll tell you, like, fear is something that I'm no stranger to. I definitely feel fear. I remember, you know, I remember feeling fear when I went through a divorce about 3 years ago. I remember telling the marriage counselor, I said, I'm scared. Like, we would have one-on-one sessions. Like, we'd have couple and then one-on-one. And it got to a point where I felt like it was over, you know, and he's kind of like, you know what, if you want to do it, I get it. You know, I wouldn't blame you one bit. I actually would probably encourage it. And I said, yeah, but what about this and this? And a lot of my fears were really around, like, well, what would other people think? You know, what would happen? What about, you know, money and things like that? Like, what would happen with my kids? Like, what would they think and everything else? I mean, it's funny how people think that divorce is somehow like the easy way out. But for anyone who has a half of a soul, it's actually one of the hardest choices to make. And so I was experiencing fear so much that I actually extended the marriage beyond the point. Even when the marriage was essentially kind of dead, I kept going out of fear. You know, I was holding on, you know, and people, it's funny because, I mean, I remember one of the first memories I have of fear and where it affected me and my performance was actually when I was 6 years old. You know, so my dad bought me a bike for my sixth birthday. And like all good dads, he went to take me out, you know, and he got me my Huffy BMX bike, you know, a nice red one, you know, and he bragged about how awesome it was. It was a $200 bike, you know, which even back then in the 80s, you know, that was pretty expensive, right? And as he's pushing me along, you know, he's pushing me on my seat. Of course, I'm scared. I'm nervous because I've never been on a bike before. And he's pushing me along, just teaching me to pedal and go along. And so I'm doing that, and I'm focusing on that. And then all of a sudden, I hear his voice get more distant behind me. He's like, "You're doing a good job." And then the fear struck me, and I crashed. And I crashed and burned. I mean, I was, like, bleeding and everything, right? Like, scraped my elbows and my knees because it was on asphalt, right? And so they had to take me home and doctor me up, and it was a traumatic experience. So much so that I would not get back on that bike. And so I had the training wheels go on, and for one entire year, I rode with training wheels out of fear. I kept those training wheels on as my little security, right? And it was interesting because I remember riding with my friend, you know, and I'd go riding everywhere. I'd go on that bike for miles. You know, this is back in the day when, you know, I guess we weren't worried about kidnapping too much, because nowadays, if my kids did this, I would kill them for venturing out that far. And I don't know if I even told them where I was going. I just went, I think. I don't know. But I don't remember telling where I was going. So anyways, I'm riding along with my friend. And as we're riding down the street, he's behind me. He's like, "Hey, Chris, your training wheel fell off." "What?" And then, boosh, crash and burn, right? And it's funny because I rode with that training wheel just fine. But when he pointed it out that I didn't have a training wheel, I just happened to fall on the side where there was no training wheel. So I crashed. Now, I don't know if it's because out of lack of motivation or because my dad just said, "Good luck." He just had me ride with one training wheel. So for a few more months, I was about 8 months in that the training wheel fell off. And then for a few more months, I'm riding without a training wheel. You know, finally at some point, I just took off the training wheel. I think it was about the time of my 7th birthday. So it was exactly a year. I finally had the courage to say, "Let's just take that off," because I could tell I was riding with very little training wheel access. Like the wheel was hardly touching the ground, which meant I was balancing. It was just that little security, right? And I bring that up because I'll tell you that the number one of the biggest reasons people will fail or stay in a pattern is because of fear. And because they think that, what if I fail? You know, they start to fear about what if. And that is one of the biggest reasons why people stay in a place where they've been comfortable. You know, this is why most people don't break out of the comfort zone. This is why they don't hit new highs. This is why they don't hit new income barriers. This is why they don't hit new experiences. You know, they keep doing the same thing. It's because of that fear. So how do we overcome it? What do we do? You know, in my experience, like yesterday got the number back on my tax return of how much I owe in taxes. And you guys know, I teach all kinds of strategies to reduce taxes, right? To save on taxes. I mean, overall, even though I made several hundred thousand last year, my tax bracket still was like, you know, I paid about 15% of my total income last year. But that income, I'm telling, or that tax bill was bigger than a lot of people's salaries. You know, that was a new fear for me just yesterday. And, you know, and people ask me all the time, like I'm at this event, people will say like, "Hey, you know, where do you live?" And I'll tell them 9 months of the year, I live in Utah. And then the other 2 or 3 months, I live somewhere else warmer. And they're like, "Wow, how do you do that?" You know, like, "That's, I don't know if I could do that. That's crazy." They feel the fear. Or they find out I have 8 kids. And they're like, "Oh my gosh, how do you do with 8 kids? You know, how do you?" And they're like, "Man, no wonder you got to make money. You got 8 kids. And I think about it. And it's funny, when I think about it, it actually does create a little bit of fear. I actually feel a little bit of their fear. I think, "Wow, that is incredible. How am I doing that?" And guys, this is the point right here. This is the secret. That very mindset, that very thought that comes up when they say that. Because if I dwell on it, yeah, I could create a lot of fear and doubt, right? Like, "Whoa, I got a lot of responsibility on my shoulders. I've got 8 kids to take care of. I've got, you know, I've got a wife, you know, I've got all kinds of things that I'm doing. I've got, you know, I've got business expenses and things like that, as well as personal expenses, just like you do. I have all those same things. I have all those same kind of pressures, but a lot of times my pressures might be on a grander scale in some ways, because, you know, when you play a bigger game, you end up paying for a bigger game." And this is the secret, guys. This is the real way to overcome the fear. If you're experiencing any kind of fear, if you're resistant to change, you're resistant to somehow up-leveling to something different. And I'm telling you guys, I'm here because I don't want you to live a mediocre life. The secret to this is three things. You feel that fear. You forget it. And then move forward. Feel the fear. Forget it. Move forward. So it's okay to feel that fear. It's okay to experience that fear. In fact, you know, you can even dwell on it a little bit. You know, people say, like, just ignore it. No, you don't have to ignore it. You know, and if you try to immediately push it out of your mind, I promise you, it'll come back. And if you're feeling the fear, it's really good to ponder about why you feel fear. Like, what is it you're truly afraid of? Address it. Go to the heart of it. You know, a lot of my financial fears have been, you know, they've evolved over time. There's been different fears that have come up. Sometimes they have a similar theme. Sometimes they don't. Like, I remember, like, when I went through, you know, the crappy time in, like, the recession, you know, almost, you know, about 10 years ago. You know, my fear was, what if I go back to working a job again, you know, working a job that I hate? What if I have to go back to, you know, where I was desperate enough that I was picking up, you know, pennies and nickels and dimes, and if I was lucky, quarters at drive-through windows after midnight, you know, essentially trying to, like, pick up any change I can find, right? Spare change, essentially. You know, I was afraid that was going to repeat. Now, it was okay to feel that and be like, oh, why do I feel that? Why is that still with me? Because I'm not that same person. I've evolved past then. I've learned. I've grown. I have a new level, a new, you know, a new baseline, so to speak. You know, like, all of us hit, when we progress, we break through levels, we actually create new baselines. That's hard to go below. It's hard to get beneath it again. You know, some people, like, they get to a point where they're making maybe several hundred thousand a year. It seems for them, like, fear would be like, man, what if I only made 100,000 a year? And for some people, that would be the dream, right? You know, you move the needle up. You move that baseline up as you progress. And so it's okay to feel it and question it and kind of say, what is it that I'm feeling here? Why do I feel that way? You know, when I felt the tax, you know, when I felt the tax bill, I was like, man, why does that scare me? You know, what is it? What is it about that tax bill that freaks me out? Because the truth is, I should be grateful. I should be absolutely, totally grateful that I had a humongous tax bill even after, you know, creating all the write-offs I did. You know, that means I had a freaking awesome year, right? You know, my wife and I were already talking about, you know, 2018's year. We're like, oh, crap, like we've already almost made in the first few months of the year almost as much as the previous year. So what do we do with that? And so, you know, but it's the same thing. It's like, well, that's awesome. You know, that's amazing. That's a miracle. You know, why should I be fearing, you know, paying 15 to 20% of my total income to taxes? Why should I be as scared of that? You know, most people, they're working jobs, they could be paying. In fact, I have a client I just worked with the other day, and she was paying exactly 33% out of every paycheck. I'm paying like less than half of that and making, you know, right around the same amount of money, maybe a little bit more, but still. I'm making more. Now I think about it, I'm making more, but I'm still paying less in taxes. About half. I mean, that's the benefit of being a business owner. But see, I have those fears too, just like you do. And so you feel that fear. You do definitely need to question it, but then forget it. You know, just like going up and down the elevator. Like, once I just realized to forget it, or like when I was riding with, you know, training wheels or no training wheels, right? If I just forgot about it, I stopped thinking about it. It's amazing how when you just relax, you forget it, and then you just move forward. That third thing, right? When you forget it and then you move forward, it's amazing how most of the things that you were fearing won't happen anyways. But I promise you, if you fear something, if you're fearing it, you're letting that fear consume you, whatever you fear will come to pass. You will create it, because whatever have the most emotion behind will be the definite result. You know, you can create your fears. You can create the life that you fear. The life of your dreams could be the life of nightmares if you let the fear out of control. And so the best thing to do is say, you know what, I'm going to move forward. Many of you guys, you remember driving for the first time, right? I mean, do you remember kind of white-knuckling when you were driving? Maybe it was the first time you drove on ice or snow. Were you white-knuckling it? Were you nervous? I remember driving through Salt Lake City when I moved there, and there was narrow lanes because all the construction prior to the 2002 Olympics going through. And I was scared. I was like, what if somebody just moves over a little bit to the left or the right? What if I get slammed against this barrier wall because there's only two lanes on this freeway? What's going to happen? You know, and it caused me to be nervous. In fact, I probably tightened my grip more, and I was probably a little bit more erratic myself. Versus just just realizing, like, okay, yeah, that's true, but that doesn't have to be the reality. That doesn't have to be the case. All right, let's just forget about it. Let's just focus on getting to where my destination is and just keep moving forward. You know, just like when I was going up the elevator, I just focus on the destination. Like, don't even worry about it. Don't even have to look down at the ground to cause yourself to feel more fear, Chris. That's ridiculous. And so if you're feeling that fear, maybe it's about quitting that job for the first time. Maybe you're scared to do that. Maybe you're working a job and you're like, how do I quit that job and make my side hustle business or whatever it might be, like my full-time hustle? Maybe the fear is, hey, how do I do this? I mean, all of us are living lives of fear. I've been around a ton of, you know, dentists and very successful people this weekend. And I'll tell you, they're all experiencing fears. They all have them. And a lot of them are amazed because most of them, yeah, they make great money. But they still feel the fear of the what if. What if they never stop working? What if they have to keep working the rest of their lives? Maybe you have that fear. What if I have to keep working in my business, even if I love it? What if I'm tethered to this, chained to this business, this practice, or whatever it might be for the rest of my life? What's going to happen? Guys, that fear, that can only perpetuate more of it. You don't have to just be naive. You don't have to totally ignore it. But the thing is, like, look for the answer. Look for ways to move forward. Look for it. There's always a solution. There's always an answer. There's always hope. Faith, not fear. Choose faith over fear. And that can be very, very fearful. I tell you, in my personal life, one of the biggest fears I've had, and I mentioned my divorce earlier, one of the biggest fears I've had is opening up my heart. You know, like being able to open my heart truly to someone, to love them, to trust myself. Because I was that kid. I was that kid in high school or middle school even, where I would fall head over heels for a girl and it would not be reciprocated. And it was crushing, especially if I had enough courage to actually go and talk to her. I was an introvert, guys. I still kind of am in some ways. Even though I am actually kind of extroverted that I like to be around people, you know, I'm kind of shy sometimes, you know, and especially when, you know, emotions are on the line, when I was around girls as a teenage boy, oh, you can bet I was nervous. And when you get rejected, you start to close off. And I noticed that's one of the biggest reasons my marriage failed previously, is that eventually I got to a point, I don't know when it was, and I know it carried with me from previous stuff, but when my heart didn't fully open, when I didn't let love into all chambers of my heart, that's when things failed. And guys, I'll tell you, with my marriage now, with my wife Adise, like, I love her to pieces. She has pierced every chamber of my heart and just absolutely made my life awesome, you know? And that's a scary place to be, because I always worry, well, what if I love more than she does? What if that happens? What if I keep loving and then I never get that love in return, you know? All that kind of stuff will pop up. Those fears will come up. And I'll tell you, what I've learned is that there's been times that I've gone cold, you know, like there's been different moments, like maybe we get into an argument, I'll go cold because, oh, here it comes, you know, I'm getting hurt. So what do? I close off my heart. And that doesn't work, does it, guys? You know, for those of you who've been in any really kind of relationship, you know, you start to close off, you create a self-fulfilling prophecy. You create the very thing that you fear, because when you close off, they do too. When you close off the love, they close off their love. And then therefore, the very thing I said came to pass. And that's what I experienced before with relationships. So having to create something new in my life has been a challenge. But I'll tell you, it's so, so worth it. And as I have truly allowed myself to love and to be loved, it's amazing how much more powerful it is. And seriously, I get choked up just talking about how much I love Adise, you know, because it's seriously like she's penetrated every chamber of my heart where I'll give anything for her. Just like I'd give for my kids, like I would give anything for her. And she becomes that source of inspiration. So guys, like, it's not worth the fear. It's not worth that fear of failure. It's to be able to feel that fear, forget it, and let's just move forward. And guys, you'll create the life of your dreams. I can attest to that. Anyways, I don't want you guys to feel that fear. I don't want you to fail. I want you to succeed. I want you to have a life of faith, not fear. So go out and make a prosperous week. Open your heart. Live life. Love life. And live that life you've always dreamed of. We'll see you later, guys.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.